I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hundreds of United Nations aid trucks are getting stuck, unable to deliver much-needed aid into the Tigray region of Ethiopia. A months-long civil war has displaced many people from their homes and disrupted farming. Brother Tefra from Global Disciples describes the situation in the Tigray region.
Many innocent people are dying in the war. The gospel is not advancing. Even in global, we helped some cluster of churches in northern Ethiopia. We don't know where they are because nobody is at home and displaced in that context. No more meetings of churches, no infrastructure.
The war, fought for almost a year by the Ethiopian government against the Tigray People's Liberation Front, is putting the population at risk of severe famine. Pray for peace to prevail over violence. And Christianity once had a large following in North Africa. Today, followers of Jesus are far and few between, but they display a tremendous devotion to God and each other. Joe Willey of Sat7 explains.
Because of the oppression and the lack of Christian resources, many believers are young in their faith, but there is really great enthusiasm. So they know that when they become believers, they also become sincere servants of God, and they open their hearts and their home.
One Christian in Algeria, Samia, spoke to Sat7. She says life isn't easy under an increasingly strict government that has forced some churches to close down. Samia says believers wear persecution like a crown on their heads and compared her community to the early church, with everyone sharing their possessions and being devoted to prayer. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.